The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Finally this morning, from dodgy audio and fake videos to a beautiful photograph that featured on the front page of the Irish Times this week. A murmuration of starlings who were doing their best to give the impression, a deep fake even maybe, of being a giant otherworldly bird. The photographer, James Crombie, spent several months chasing the picture. Well, we're joined by photographers Lorraine O'Sullivan and Gary Asher, both very welcome to the programme. Both of you having work-life changes because of the pandemic. Lorraine, what about you? Well, first of all, what about the starlings picture?
It's stunning, absolutely stunning image, and maybe a once-in-a-lifetime picture.
And of course, it was on the shores of Loch Ennell that
That's
he took
right.
it. And the photographer's media scrum has kind of come to a temporary end now during the pandemic. But I wonder, will there be photographer scrums on the shores of Loch Ennell now? Will you all be jostling with each other?
Birdwatch Ireland will be having heart attacks that will be frightening all the starlings away. But I actually think that this would be around this time of year. You're coming to the end of that sort of murmurations and stuff. It's more of a winter phenomenon, and I think it kind of starts to come to a halt around the end of February to the middle of March.
And what's life been like for you, Lorraine? You'd normally be taking what kind of photographs, and what are you doing now?
Mainly it would have been kind of sports related, very busy throughout the summer and spring, some newspaper work, PR, a good mix. But I mean, obviously the sports calendar is decimated. PR has been affected, I'd say more than 50% of that is gone.
So are you trying a bit of wildlife now?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yes, just kind of, and a lot of it as well, it's just good to get out and it's healthy, you know, like rather than being stuck at home, at least go. I live quite near Donaghadee Forest, which is lovely. It's great to get out there and just kind of keep your head straight as well, that you're not sitting and looking at four walls all the time.
What's the difference between taking a picture of a sparrowhawk and a politician?
That could be a trick question.
What about you, Gary?
I think they're quite similar, actually. They both tweet a lot, but I guess only one of them has a bit of substance to it.
An unusual species at times, hard
indeed,
to find, or
yeah,
something
indeed.
Like that, maybe.
That's not fair. I think I know a lot of politicians. They're nice guys.
Now, what about for you, Gary? You would normally be a news photographer.
Sure, yeah.
No media scrum event. What's happening with events? Because even press conferences and all of that
are
all different.
Yeah, that's kind of dissolved to a certain extent, but I mean, we have to adapt, you know. As a news photographer, you still get the newsy kind of jobs every day, but if it's a slow news day, as we say, you know, they kind of say go out and get some GVs, what we call general views and general shots, and then you turn to kind of weather pics and wildlife pics, let's say. So I think we've all kind of, even the news photographers that would never really, only once in a blue moon, do kind of wildlife pics. We often now go and we look for more wildlife pics and weather pics, because, I mean, gone are the days where you'd sit at home and wait for the phone to ring if you're on a shift, because you'd probably get a rap on the knuckles for that now. Like, you need to get out and kind of produce something every single day, even though it might be quite repetitive, you know.
And the style of photograph, one of the things that strikes me about, you know, really good nature photographs is perhaps, you know, the photographer has to sit and wait and wait. News photography can be a moment of a pure rush when something big happens.
Sure, yeah.
But there's a lot of hanging around in news photography.
Oh, there is.
Well,
that's like 95% of the job. We kind of get used to it. I mean, most of the time you might have a colleague to kind of have a chat with. But even during the pandemic, I guess the numbers have dwindled a little bit. Unfortunately, just the nature of the newspaper industry as it's kind of going forward with online content and stuff. And they seem to have turned to using less photographers for the job at hand. But I guess I'm one of the lucky ones, really.
And even, Lorraine, government press conferences and that have changed. Traditionally, there would have been a melee of journalists and a melee of photographers as well. But now is there an individual appointed photographer?
The government photographer is the only person allowed in, and they just send out then a sort of a PR photograph to the newspapers. And again, where normally you could have 6, 8, 10, 12 photographers at an event, now it's just the and again, I kind of understand.
You're not going to get the quirky shot.
No. And again, I'd imagine like they're kind of looking at what's, you're getting a very sanitized version of, you're seeing what they want you to see. and the papers don't really have a choice.
And it, there is an opportunity there as well. I'm thinking about Boris Johnson to project images of
of how hardworking
Prime Minister.
That's right. That he has a his own personal photographer, which is on the wage of a special government advisor. And it is, like, I've seen some of the stuff that's coming out of Downing Street.
There's a lot of rolled up sleeves and things like that.
Like, working by nearly by candlelight at home in the evening.
And the tousled hair is just right. Gary, you're laughing. You're nodding in agreement there.
Yeah, we all like to show our own version of the truth, I guess. But yeah, that's unfortunately what happens sometimes.
What about going around Dublin and interesting characters to photograph? The streets are empty. Is that making it more difficult or better for photography?
Yeah, somebody said that to me before. I find as a photographer, it's actually made it more interesting because it is something different. And as a photographer, you're always looking for the different picture, if you know what I mean. And, there is characters.
And you can get it with the empty streets. I'm sorry we're going to have to wrap on that point. We're out of time. But thank you very much to Gary Ash and Lorraine O'Sullivan for joining us on the program.